There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Hour number three. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr's running out here with you. And, you know, we were in a chat involved with a lot of things here, and I've had some calls hanging over, and I'm sorry if I've lost you getting long-winded. And of course, you know, this show is about talk, and sometimes you have to hold a little bit. But we do have Mark, I believe, is still holding, and I think he held over the break, and let's see if we can bring him up. Mark, are you out there, buddy?
Still alive and kicking, Steve. How you doing, brother?
Good, Mark. What's up, man? What do you got an input on this whole thing?
Main points in the news on a daily basis now is, it's big stuff. there's just two or three or four, as many as I can get to fit in here with you, as time allows, Steve. But Deborah Tavares was on David Hodges' Common Sense Show yesterday.
Yeah, we like Deborah, and she's been on our show before. We had to have her back. What'd she have to say?
Yeah, really. Yeah, because she keeps so current with what's going on in the most important areas, the most important things that are happening, that, she's well worth having on again, like I say, like pretty much the same with Dr. Deagle. But with Deborah, she's really like a superwoman to me, like the Deborah of the Bible, basically, you know.
She's done a lot of great work, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she is so current on and in a good number of areas that most people cannot really go through with enough speed, I don't think, to do research and actually get to the detailed aspects of what is happening. And it's gotten to a point where the evil has come in beyond flood stage, for especially ever since 9/11, into our reality, that you really have an awful lot of details which would have been in years past, they would have been the main news. And now they're conglomerating different aspects of their agenda that they're implementing, whether you're looking at the borders being thrown open in this country, to, you know, it's 10 to 20,000 is what I've heard so far that have come across from Central and I guess possibly some out of South America, but Central America, El Salvador, and two or three other countries that are neighboring onto El Salvador. Right in that area right there in Central America is where this great influx is coming, and the kids ride on top of the trains through Mexico, the Mexican government allows them to, and then they get off, right at the border, and they're waiting with open arms of the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol you know, that just shows you the Twilight Zone-ish aspect of this is everything else, basically, that's being done right out in front of us as the American people, as you mentioned before, Steve, just basically as a whole, they stand for it or they sit for it, but they don't do anything about it, not seeing it to be a threat or seeing it to be beyond repair. And that's one aspect of predictive programming and the mind control aspect of doing things right out in the open. And there's no excuse. It's just done these days. It just happens. It's a new mode of operation as far as public relations of governmental large moves to destroy this country and all of the various ways that they're doing it. It's really happening. I think it happened first with the border, and they're kind of coinciding. And then it happened, you know, when the border information came out with the influx of the refugees. It wasn't long before that, just very recently, that we had the actual, the ISIS troops, okay? As John Kerry says, am I ISIL? Okay, is it ISIS? Okay, one of those gods of
right.
The occult.
It's the same thing, you know, Levant or ISIS, yeah.
Or ISIL, or why don't we just call it what it is, because they carry the flag of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
The same flag that you saw in Syria that the so-called rebels were carrying. The same bunch. You know, they'll break off maybe the most vicious, but they're probably just all one as vicious as the other. They'll behead you and praise Allah for it and figure, you know, they're going to get their virgin little boys and maybe their virgin women and whatever else, you know, they're promised in their satanic belief system.
Yeah.
By doing that good deed, you know, like the fellow, you know, nothing, no fellowship about him, but one of the Al-Qaeda leaders, I think it was, at least the highest ranking one, at one of the particular falls of one particular small town in Syria where people, you know, if we just think back a year or so, people were being massacred the same way they have been now in Iraq. They do it there, they'll do it anywhere, that they're directed to by their leaders, that their leaders are actually directed by our leaders, okay? Not by us, not by
they're certainly,
me,
certainly funded and armed. That's
well,
no
train them.
No,
train them,
yeah,
Steve,
absolutely.
Right there in Syria.
That's right. And in Jordan.
In northern Iraq, they've trained them for at least a year now, and the American military has been doing the training.
Yeah, the whole thing is absolutely absurd.
Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Al-Qaeda
yeah.
that we go through, and I'll use the all-inclusive we, even though I don't fly anymore, but I am talking about the people here. I'm not talking about the perpetrators and the evildoers here that are running this government, okay, and the global evil that is running them, you know, from the highest of the Illuminati. I mean, we're just looking at Obama as being a high-level manager, that's all.
Yeah.
And he's not making any decisions. They're all made for him ahead of time, even. The whole agenda. But at any rate, this is done right out in front of us as the American people. And we know that it's harmful, at least in our gut, if we don't even follow or don't have enough chutzpah or person about us to be able to even recognize the details of the evil to the destruction of this country. At the very least, somebody's going to pay attention to the economy. And they can see that things are going down. They don't have to look too far. They're probably experiencing it in their own life. But it really does get down to an individual quality of whether someone cares so little or not at all about anything outside of their own welfare that they will just refuse to be bothered by anything that's outside of them, and that means everything, so that they have their arm out already to receive the mark of the beast. So at any rate, Steve, Deborah Tavares actually last night yesterday afternoon my time on Dave Hodges' show, she said that there have been at least one witness who have testified in front of the International Court of Justice, the common law section, I believe she said, of that international, that ICC, you know, which was set up, 14 years ago, at The Hague. You know, it's supposed to be an international tribunal for international crimes. And that this witness, who was a child, told that court that they attended I'm trying to think of the country, I can't think of it right now, Belgium. They were in Belgium, and that the president of Belgium was there. The Queen of England was there. It was near the castle of the president of Belgium, who has access to a castle, I believe she said, and it was on the grounds of that castle, and it was a human sacrifice of children, boys and girls, who had been basically stolen from Child Protective Services, I believe she said, in the United Kingdom. Okay, and this wasn't that long ago. I mean, it's in a, you know, within the last year, I would assume, and maybe more recent.
Yeah, got to run, man. Yeah. Got to run. Got some more calls, but I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks. Good points. Deborah Tavares.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him.
Hey,
to
welcome
outer
back.
Space.
We will continue with great dialogue, discussion, a lot of good things. And as Mark mentioned, Deborah Tavares, and she's been on the show before. We'll try to get her back on. There are other people. Kevin Arnott has been on the show before. You know about his work, of course, with dealing with the issue of all of these pedophilia cases and abuses of children, particularly with the Vatican and groups of people around the world who are operating these orphanages. He will. We have talked to Kevin. We'll try to get him back again. And Anthony J. Hilder as well, other people out there. And I'm going to have Sovereign Man come up in a little bit, but I'm going to try to get to Fred in Michigan first. He's been waiting a little longer. And we'll take some comments from Fred, and then we'll continue this discussion along the lines of what you guys have kind of laid out here. And I'll just hang back here, and we're going to have an opportunity for you to, you know, say what you think about a lot of these things. So, Fred, let's hear from you in Michigan. What's going on up in Michigan, Fred?
Enjoying your presentation tonight.
Good,
and
thanks.
I did hear Traveras last night also. He was describing pretty horrific drugging, raping, torturing, and they would send the teenagers out on the estate property, and they would hunt them down. The royals of Belgium, royals of Holland, Netherlands, and England, they would have hunting parties go out and, you know, murder them like animals. And, of course, that tweaked my recall to the Synagogue of Satan, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, where it is documented that these, I'll just say, satanic serpent Semite, because in reality, whether or not you know this, the Talmud apparently describes, I haven't read the Talmud, but Michael Hoffman, I've heard interviewed by Clyde Lewis, Radio Liberty, I'm not real, but Ground Zero, and Hoffman wrote a book, Judaism's Strange Gods, where he documents the serpent gods that are worshipped by the rabbis, and it's part of the Talmud doctrine. Tex Mars is a guy that I wish you would interview on a regular basis, but he's got some astonishingly stellar documented data that proves this, and the fact that the so-called golden age of modern capitalism is nothing more than a cleverly crafted system of monetary fraud, extortion, racketeering. And Werner Sombart, in 1911, this is part of the Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington. It's one of his sites in the Synagogue of Satan. 1911. Here's what Werner Sombart had to say in his book, Jews and Modern Capitalism, that it's the age of Rothschild. There's only one power in Europe. That's Rothschild. Okay, Jewish Talmudic financial influence made the United States exactly what it is American. For what we Jews call Americanism, nothing else than the Jewish spirit distilled. Modern capitalism, nothing more nor less in the expression of the Talmudic Jewish spirit. Capitalism was born from the money loan. Know anybody with a loan, Steve? So-called loan?
Yeah, I guess it would be me. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get to that as soon as I finish up here quickly. Money lending contains the root idea of capitalism. Turn to the pages of the Talmud. I'm quoting, this is Werner Sombart. This isn't me. This is Werner Sombart. Turn to the pages of the Talmud. You'll discover that the Jews created the art of money fabrication and money lending. We were taught early to seek our chief happiness in the possession of money. We fathomed all the secrets that lay hidden in money. We became lords of money and lords of the world. Now, on the subject matter of the loan, I admonish anyone in the audience. I just don't have time. You don't have time. The sites in here are just alarmingly amazing. I mean, like this guy here, David Ben-Gurion, 1946, July 22nd. He and Menachem Begin conduct a terrorist attack on the King David Hotel in Palestine. 91 people are murdered. And he gives a breakdown. 41 Arabs, 28 British, and 17 Jews, 5 others. When asked by prominent British journalist Russell Warren Howell whether he, Menachem Begin, considered himself the father of terrorism in the Middle East, Menachem proudly replied, no, the entire world. Okay? And from that point forward, Steve, there is event after event after event. Even October 47, good old Albert Einstein authors a letter to the United Nations declaring the need for all national governments to be destroyed so as to make way for a one-world government of the United Nations.
Yes, and there have been a lot of people have weighed in on this, absolutely, of course. And, you know, I personally think that the idea of a one-world government is a horrifically bad idea. You know, of course, there's going to be trouble with nations, and there always has been. But, you know, go ahead.
Okay, so now we have future Israeli Prime Minister, or shall I say Israel, ISIS, Ra, and Al, three satanic pagan gods, Israel. Menachem Begin and the Stern Gig, led by future Israel Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir. All right, well, they nearly brutally massacred 200 men, women, and children as they're sleeping peacefully in the Arab village of Deir Yassin. Okay? Then it goes on to state that the Red Cross showed up and discovered this atrocity, and from that point forward, whenever the Red Cross attempted to access areas where a similar slaughter or massacre had occurred at the hands of the IDF, they were, of course, restricted. All right? Now, okay, now, Clyde Lewis last week did a whole series about what he called the final solution. And here we got David Ben-Gurion candidly describes the Jewish aims in his diary of May 21st. The Achilles heel of the Arab coalition is Lebanon. Muslim supremacy in this country is artificial, can easily be overthrown. A Christian state ought to be established there, with its southern frontier on the River Litani.
Okay. And that's what they went about to do. Got to run, man. We got a break here. Hey, we'll be back here. It's another call after the break here.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Final half hour of the Bob Tuscan Show. And where does the time go? You know, I hate to cut people off. I know a lot of folks have a lot of good things to say. I didn't mean to interrupt Fred by the break, but we got to get moving and keep things going. I've got some other callers coming in. But the points are well made that he was getting at right before the break, that David Ben-Gurion, a lot of these people. And, of course, we've had folks on that have talked about this. I think probably one of the most eloquent ones was Barry Shamish. A lot of people don't like Barry, but I'll tell you, he's very honest about what they did to create Israel. And it was far more grisly than even some of the events that you heard about there. I mean, let's face it, the truth is most of the Jewish people living in Europe did not want to go to Palestine, and they had to find a way to get them there. And this goes way back before World War II, friends. So the Labor Party has been very active in creating this state, and they've been running it for quite some time. If there's any optimistic point about what could be happening, and that is it looks like Labor Party is losing power in Israel right now, which may be a change of events. We'll have to see. Anyhow, let's get to Sovereign Man, our good buddy. Sovereign, are you there? Maybe. Let's see. Okay. Sovereign, I probably talked so long I didn't give him a chance to speak up. Sovereign Man, are you with us, bud?
Greetings and salutations.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good. What is on your mind? Because I know you've always got things to say.
Oh, I always got something in there trying to get out. Yeah, the gentleman that they called previously, train just jumped the track, but that's okay. Those two brain cells will rub together in a minute.
Well, we were talking a little bit about the whole reestablishment of Israel in our times, and of course, we've been talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the whole thing about the Zionist nation of Israel, I mean, most people, especially like if you talk to an Orthodox or Hasidic Hebrew, they will tell you that the nation of Israel is anathema and that the Hebrews have been cursed to wander the world till their Messiah comes. Okay? So, I mean, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
Right, and there are a lot of those people still in New York City who do not support the nation of Israel. They're Orthodox, of course, and as we mentioned before in the show, Ahmed Dinajjan had dinner with them, and you saw a video of them embracing each other, talking. The old relationship between Persians and Jews is very, very old, as I pointed out, and now there's all this trouble and irritation between the modern state of Israel and Iran, piped up and hyped up by Bibi Netanyahu and others.
Yeah, I see. A lot of times we look at these things and we take them for face value. I want to know what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, they can talk about all this nuclear stuff, you know, but I ain't buying it anymore. I mean, when was the last time you seen a nuke go off somewhere?
Fukushima. I mean,
that wasn't a nuke. Now, you may say that maybe it was a sidewinder nuke that hit that thing. I don't know.
Well, I didn't mean a ballistic. I didn't mean a ballistic. I was being somewhat cynical. I mean, I'm just saying that.
Well, I've seen the pictures, and it don't look like that blew out. It looked like it blew in. It blew in and blew up.
Yeah. Weird, huh? Yeah.
Well, it just so happens that, you know, the aircraft carrier was off the coast just prior to that, you know, fracture in the seabed that created the tsunami. I mean, come on. I mean, please.
Yeah, it's all very mysterious because I do think a lot of things correlate with some real problems, you know, that whole situation. Was it 311? Was that the date and something like that? I don't recall. But
yeah, I mean, the dates for them are very important. There's no doubt about that. I mean, like you were talking about earlier, it was, what was it, 1666 on the sixth month, on the 18th, which is 18 is 3 times 6. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right.
Like, rub it in your face. Right here it is. We're doing it. You know?
Right. Well, you know, I want to try something out with you, a concept, and see if I can pull it together and voice it clear enough, because you're the kind of guy that can pick up on this. But we've talked about the temple. We've talked about rebuilding the temple. We talked about the law. And, you know, you hear a lot about Sharia law. You hear a lot about Noahide law, Mosaic law. And essentially, they're all very similar in a lot of ways. And we're talking about a legal system, almost a police state kind of a system. So the reconstruction of the temple correlates with the concept of putting people back under the law. And if you know anything about the difference between law and grace from a biblical point of view, you know this is a very evil thing to do. You don't want to be trying to reinstate the Mosaic law and hold people accountable under these dire consequences under that thing. And so the idea of getting people to volunteer themselves to put themselves back under this kind of a system is a very evil it's a very evil intent. And the recreation of this temple for the purpose of reinstating this law, which, as Mark and so many others have pointed out, and Mike as well, I think, is a slap in the face of grace. And it's also something that was obliterated on the cross, because if you understand the situation, you realize that the law was fulfilled in order that it wouldn't have to be under effect anymore. So these people are being led right back underneath a very, very tragic and deadly and awful legal system with this whole operation. And then, once that thing is in operation, then, of course, if you know the rest of the whole story, the beast fulfills his prophecy and destroys it by stopping the sacrifice. Now they're in trouble. So in other words, the world and the enemy are trying to get people to put their heads in this noose, and then they drop the gallows floor out from underneath them, is the way this thing works. I know that's a little bit metaphysical, but I think you might, you hear where I'm going with that?
No, you're absolutely correct. Actually,
right.
There's a gentleman, I had the pleasure to meet him and his wife. His name is Ken Peters. He has a video that's available. It was through the Prophecy Club. It's available on YouTube called I Saw the Tribulation. Now, at the time, probably 10 years ago, it might have been longer, he said that the Lord had given him this vision, and he wasn't a believer at the time. And he actually held this vision for 25 years, and then he finally came out with it. And he talked about Humvees when there weren't Humvees. He talks about a lot of things. A lot of people should go and watch that video. It'll open your eyes to a lot of things. But the whole thing about coming under the Mosaic Law, see, I understand Scripture, and I know that the powers that should not be believe that they are the anointed ones and that they are trying to orchestrate the interface we call the matrix or the world, so to speak, and they believe that they're bringing about the will of God. I mean, Condoleezza Rice said that. I don't know if you ever heard her say that.
Yeah, I mean, all these people are addicted to this fantasy and this their own religion. Whether people believe in this or not doesn't really matter if you consider that the fact that these maniacs, these psychopaths in power, believe in it, and they take it very seriously.
Yeah, and so basically, they're going to try to get this temple built. And once the temple's built and this individual that comes forward, i.e. the Antichrist, or the spirit of the Satan or Lucifer incarnate. Me personally, I think Oblaba is like probably, I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that he is what we would call the anti-John the Baptist, preparing the way for this guy.
Yeah, I call him the anti-president, you know, because the same correlation kind of fits. Here's a guy that's a complete imposter stepping into this position to take this power. And that's essentially what you have with the Antichrist.
I don't want to go into a whole dissertation about what the president is and the whole CEO of the corporation and all that. I mean, that's a whole nother show. But you know, he's Mr. Meat Puppet as far as I'm concerned. I believe that when he was standing in front of the Brandenburg Gate, I was about ready to do a Daffy Duck. You know, he was standing in front of he's standing at the Brandenburg Gate facing the Temple of the Sun, the same place where Hitler always gave his speeches, okay? And it was a ritual, and it's where he gave his New World Order speech, and basically they set him.
Got to run, buddy. We'll be back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, final segment here on the Bob Tuscan Show. It has been good to be with you. We're going to get back to the phones here and let Sovereign finish up if he's still with us, and then we'll get to Robert. Sovereign, you still with us, man? Let's see. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, the whole thing with, Obama getting the incarnation of that seducing spirit, same thing that Hitler had. I mean, during his quote-unquote inauguration, all that, he definitely was seducing the people. There was definitely... a strong delusion that came over America. But I really didn't want to. I just went that way because the Lord kind of led me that way. I don't know why I had to say that. But as far as the temple, I would recommend people going and looking up a guy named Michael Rood, R-O-O-D. And he may be part of that whole, wanting to bring forth the temple thing, but he does a really good presentation on the spring and fall feast
I believe that the Ark of the Covenant is still in Israel. Okay, it's under Gilgotha. It's actually like, I think it's like 70 feet or something like that below where Christ was crucified. Okay? And we can talk about that at a later show.
Yeah.
It's really
his program is called Rude Awakenings, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Michael Rude?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've seen some of his stuff. You know, I study a lot of that stuff and I listen to it, of course. There's a lot of good prophetic teachers out there. But again, you know, as we know, you know, the temple thing is so far gone now. The dispensation of Israel passed away 2,000 years ago. I mean,
No doubt about that.
Right. There's nothing there anymore. It's like looking at the launching pad instead of the space shuttle, and the space shuttle's up in orbit.
I'm going to put a couple links into the chat. We can talk about that. There's actually a good link about the whole nuclear lie, okay? When I was talking to you earlier about the nuke, we ain't seen any nukes go off. The only thing we've seen actually in use are depleted uranium, okay? And I think that the nukes will work, but they actually work with they get triggered with in relationship to position of the sun with the earth. I think the nukes can only be triggered like 2 times a year.
Interesting. I have to look into that. Okay, thanks, buddy. I'm going to get to Robert here. He'll finish up the show with us. We've only got a few minutes left. Robert, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? You know, I've been listening for a while, and this is one of the topics that's, you know, near and dear to my heart. I've been into eschatology pretty heavily, even since I was young, but then I kind of fell away from it and became a nihilistic little punk. And then in my 20s, I had a experience where I started to delve back into it, and I was exposed to the prophecy teachers on basic religious channels on cable, INSP, Trinity Broadcasting, and so forth, which are all very strong Christian Zionists. And that's the reason why they're the ones that are on TV.
And are these the same people who will not talk about 9/11, won't tell us about what's really going on behind the scene? Because I'm calling them into question, aren't you?
I am. I'm very, you know, I had another awakening around when I turned 40, you know, and that's a few years ago. And, with the help of some authors that don't toe that line, I was brought into, some very different, perspectives. And these were Christian guys. One of them was Edward Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, who wrote a book called Bloody Zion. He wrote another one called, Solving the Mystery of Babylon the Great, Tracking the Beast from the Synagogue to the Vatican. And this, I think, in the alternative media, is one of the most under-researched nexuses out there, is this synergistic relationship between Talmudic, Rabbinic, Kabbalistic Judaism and certain factions within the Roman Catholic Church. And the parallels between the two systems, they're Babylonian. You know, there's a lot of Protestant work out there that was done decades and decades ago, like Alexander Hislop's The Two Babylons and Babylonian Mystery of Religion, and a lot of that done in the Catholic realm. But then when you get into the Talmud and the Kabbalah, that comes from Babylon as well. And then you have all these various parallels that you see. Jewish folks being kicked out of European countries around 100 and some odd times throughout history. The Jesuits being kicked out of around 80 some odd countries throughout their short history.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
You see?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Absolutely. Right on, man. Keep going.
Yeah, and so you see these parallels. And then if just reading the Bible, you'll see how these people, the ancient Israelites, would sacrifice their kids to Molech and various other Remphan and these various other deities when they lapsed into paganism. And this is what abortion is now. This is what the pedophilia racket, whether it's the Blue Bloods and the royal families of Europe, whether it's the Catholic priesthood, or whether it's your Orthodox rabbinate, because these guys all get popped for messing with kids. And, you know, it's this thing where it's universal. When people are in these, when they embrace these false systems, they get into all kinds of depravity, licentiousness, lasciviousness, the reprobate mind, all of these things. And, you know, you see the parallels there between especially rabbinic Judaism and some of the, especially post-Vatican II Catholicism. And, you know, there's a lot of good Catholics out there that are traditionalists, and there's a whole wing of them that are called Sedevacantists. They believe the seat is vacant, and they're not even in communion with Rome anymore because Rome has become such a cesspit of evil. And, you know, who do you think was behind the EU? Basically, your international Jewish factions and Rome. They're always, they've got this marriage made in hell together. And, you know, it's not the Jewish guy on the street or the Catholic guy on the street. They're oblivious. They're under mind control, just like the secular American is. We have to realize that, you know, the regular people on the streets versus the elites in all of these organizations are completely two different, things going on here. And it's a poisonous world. I think we're right on the edge of a false flag happening here in the United States. Talk about, and I've seen pictures of UN vehicles that say weapons enforcement on them floating around that have been taken in the United States. Israel attacked Syria last night, bombed 9 of their military installations. And what I find amazing is the Israelis are clicked up with the Wahhabis versus the Shia, who the Shia treat women well. They're all in the universities. They're allowed to have jobs. And, you know, it's a relatively more modernistic society in Iran and Syria. And the Israelis are trying to topple the more decent branch of Islam, and the Sunnis and the Vatican and the Israelis and the City of London and the United States. We're all clicked together trying to topple more or less the decent
leaders. We picked the bad guys to hook up with in this whole thing, and that's the unfortunate part, because there's so many people in this world who are caught in the crosshairs of this diabolical rise to power of these idiots and psychopaths, and, you know, we can't break free from them. Because, I mean, let's face it, any of these power structures, be it Shiites or Sunnis or Christians, Jews, especially the Vatican's intermingling and all these things, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a whole lot to this. I mean, we see basically how the Jesuits have been involved in South America. You know, you hear a lot of talk about immigration and all the issues. You know what I mean? Well, what should we do with immigrants and the illegals and this and that, and we need the help and this? I mean, nobody ever talks about the dilapidated conditions that these people come from as the problem. And how did they get that way? Well, it was the same banking cartels who ruined their lives and their countries and their economies, and that's why they're coming here. The real problem isn't their immigration. The problem is their countries suck, and they don't have any way to fix them, and now they want to import this infectious mob into the United States, you know? So, I don't know if that...
And what's so funny is if you look at who's pulling the levers and behind it, it's the Roman Church, and it's the major Jewish organizations. It's insane. And it's the same thing with Europe, the flood of immigrants into Europe that are, and it's basically both sectors are under assault through immigration. It's a self way to
very good, buddy. We got to run. Hey, thanks, bye. Robert. We'll get back with us again. You've been listening to the Bob Tuscan Show, friends. Stay tuned to RBN.
Edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With